Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Christ's temptation, Satan's detour from God's plan. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 4, verses 5 through 7, the lure of religion. Look at Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. We looked at these in our last session. Let's read them again. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Satan's first attempt to tempt Jesus failed. So what was next? Well, look at verse 5 of Matthew 4. Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. Doing God's word is more important than food. Well, okay, then what better place than right there? Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12. "For he shall give his angels charge over you and keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Look at verse 6. "And he said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Here, Jesus, let the word of God be your guide. Just leap off this pinnacle. You have God's promise of protection. Go ahead and jump. Satan quoted Psalm 91 to build his argument. He ignored its context and its meaning to use it for his own purposes. Jesus declined the offer, and verse 7 is his response. Jesus said to him, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." This is sick religion, which is always a temptation. What is sick religion? Well, it has at least four characteristics. First, sick religion is always self-glorifying. Satan tempted Jesus to say, "Look at me." Well, what was wrong with that? Why not draw attention to himself? Jesus was tempted to take control of his destiny, to do it his way. If he had jumped, he would have stepped out of God's will for his life and been guilty of self-glorification. Sick religion is the Pharisees' kind that we see in Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Verse 5, verse 16, calling attention to their giving, their fasting, their praying. Matthew 6, 1, "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the streets, in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." Then verse 5, "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." In verse 16, "Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." Speak when you have nothing to say. Promote your views, even if not helpful. Do things for the sake of status. And second, sick religion is always God dishonoring, disguised as God's servants, but self-conceited. They would never put their perspective in words, but their actions cry out anyway. "See how I am? Come, follow me." Notoriety, wealth, That's the goal. Manipulation of the method used. Ask yourself, do I seek to glorify God or myself? And then third, Sikh religion is always miracle dependent. The people expected a miraculous appearance of Messiah. Satan knew that. The great miracle worker will unite the people, will regain the Jewish state. There was a great desire for signs and wonders. Jesus knew that miracle dependency is weak faith. It can never be satisfied. God performs miracles, but he doesn't want us to love him for that. He wants us to love him for who he is. So ask yourself, does my relationship with God depend on miracles? And then fourth, Sikh religion is always scripture abusive. Satan quoted Psalm 91 to build his argument. He abused God's word, ignoring its context and its meaning, using it for his own purpose. Matthew chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. Let's read those again. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus said to him, "It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Fear God, serve him only, and be sure to do what is right in his sight. Ask yourself, am I submitted to scripture? Or am I using it to support my own agenda? Satan wanted Jesus to use God, take advantage of him. Hold God to his word, Jesus. Make him prove himself, Jesus. Get him to give to you, Jesus. What a temptation. Use God as a tool at our disposal. No, we are to revere him and submit to him. Well, this meant the cross for Jesus. Why? Well, God's plan of salvation. It was because of our sin that God in his love sent Jesus. He gave Jesus that we might have eternal life. Jesus became a man so that he could pay the price. And he became the God-man, the Word in the flesh. He became the God-man so that he could be a perfect sacrifice for man. And he went to the cross, and he died on the cross, and his blood shed paid the penalty for our sin as he took all sin on himself. And God was able to forgive us because of that sacrifice and give us Christ's righteousness. Impute it into us so that he no longer sees us as sinners, but he sees us as righteous as Jesus. And now for us, it means a continual death to self. We have to continually die to ourselves in order to live for God in Jesus Christ. But why is Sikh religion such a lure? Well, we're easily deceived by it. Why? Because it offers instant gratification. Satan offered Jesus many followers instantly. The lure is the same as get-rich-quick schemes. Fast, low-cost results. But it leaves people unchanged. Feels good for the moment, but it falls short in the long run. It leaves us in charge. Satan offered Jesus a piece of the lie. Self stays on the throne. Take hold of your life. Don't let anyone tell you what to do. You do it your way. The promise of being in charge of your life may sound good. Well, it did to Adam and Eve too. And look what happened there. It also appeals to our sin nature. Satan promises just enough religion to feel good. Just enough religion to look good. Just enough religion to do good. But a safe distance from God with no danger of change. And then it also focuses on our deepest desires. None of us can resist it for long because it puts self or something or someone in place of God. And those are idols. What's the remedy for sick religion? Well, what's the prescription? A proper relationship with God in submission and obedience. You have a great day.